rarely encountered, always encountered. In Sesshin, we are practicing with as the whole universe. Ordinarily, when we all do Sesshin in one place, it's somewhat easier to appreciate this being in a single zendo, in a single area where we share meals, services, sleeping, bathroom, resting, all those sorts of things. Even then, it's important to appreciate the fact that the Sesshin isn't limited to so-called formal Zazen, but it's all the activities and all the facilities, the buildings, the grounds, the traffic, the air, the trees, all of them participate in our Sesshin. Still, we have it in a somewhat limited perspective. Now, we're doing Sesshin in many realms, many different places, some together in the Zendo, in the Zen Center, some of us in our own little Zendo room at a distance, some close, some far, all through the magic, so to speak, of Zoom. But even this, though we see it more clearly now, it's not new. I remember when Soen Roshi told us about a practice he did in the 1930s. He had letter communication, letters, not phones, letter communication back and forth with Nyogen Senzaki, who was a Zen teacher in California, who came from Japan and then settled in California. And someone had pointed out to Nyogen Senzaki some poems of Soen Roshi that were published in a Japanese publication, and Nyogen Senzaki sent letters to Soen Roshi, and they sent letters back and forth and found that they were both practicing and appreciating Zen practice. Nyogen Senzaki was a student of Soen Shaku. Some of you might know. I don't want to say too much about him. You can look it up at some point if you're interested. And he's one of the pioneers of Zen in America. Taught many people. I never met him. He died in the 50s. I've met people who practiced with him. There were people in California when I was in California who had I'm still in California at the moment, but who had practiced with him. But nevertheless, this was in the 30s, and Nyogen Senzaki sent letters to Japan to Soen Roshi, who was at Ryutakuji at the time, I believe, and then Soen Roshi would write letters back to Nyogen Senzaki, and they discovered they had an affinity towards each other, towards styles of practice, towards appreciation of poetry as expressions of Zen. So they decided to do a practice, even though they were across the ocean from each other, do a together practice. Every full moon, they would go somewhere on a hilltop, somewhere where they could face the moon in an outside space, do Zazen at the same time, recite Zen poems and sutras, do Dharma dancing and singing together, both looking at the moon from different points on earth, and yet being joined in doing Zazen practice together. At a distance, without the help of Zoom or even the help of phones, and yet they were practicing together at this designated time. It probably wasn't even, the same time given their time differences, but that didn't make a difference. The moon is up in the sky, doesn't make a difference of time, doesn't make a difference if it's the same time logically as we think of these things. They both spent the night doing Zazen, doing Dharma dancing, doing Dharma practice together at a distance. Space-time doesn't matter. And yet we could use space-time to nurture and support us in doing our practice, in enlisting the universe, which is always doing Zazen with us, if we allow ourselves to be doing Zazen with the universe. In a way, I'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow and the next day, but this is Zazen across time and space together. And it was their decisions of how to create the form, the format, the activities, so that they could be practicing together at great distances. Eventually, they did meet Nyogen Senzaki eventually after World War II. Of course, they were, separated further with World War II. But after World War II, eventually Nyogen Senzaki did return to Japan and visit and meet with Soen Roshi face to face at Ryutakuji. And I heard reports of that visit. At that point, Soen Roshi was already the abbot of Ryutakuji in Mishima, Japan, and he hosted his longtime Dharma partner, Dharma brother, Dharma practitioner face to face. However, not necessary to have face to face. We have face to face here in this Zendo, and yet it's also, we have the whole universe that we can enlist to support us, that we support in being Zazen. So each of us, wherever we are, it's up to us to know that our Zazen, our Sesshin, isn't limited to formal practice as long as we know that we're in Zazen. We know that we're this unified heart-mind, if I use that kind of expression. So it's up to each of us to use all the activities of our day, night, eating, using the bathroom, sleeping, all the activities, walking in our garden, around the block, cleaning after our meals, to use those to remind ourselves that that's our zazen, not just our zazen by ourselves, but our zazen with all the other beings who are doing zazen with us, doing sesshin with us, and all those who are doing sesshin despite the fact that they don't know they're doing sesshin with us. Does the moon do sesshin with us? Unfortunately, we don't have the full moon, but we have the new moon going towards full moon. I'm not even sure if we've got new moon yet. I think the full moon is next week, but it doesn't make a difference. New moon, full moon, no moon. The stars in the sky are all there, whether we see them or not. The moon is always full, it's just not full from the point of view of Earth. Or point of view of parts of Earth. So, if we look up at the sky, we could see our togetherness with all other beings who are looking up at the sky. Looking up at the sky in daytime and at nighttime. Not even looking up. Looking down at the earth. So, this is to encourage us to take ownership and be supported by taking ownership by all the beings who are present with us, whether we're in the Zendo right now with others who are sitting formally with us, or we're at home with others who might not be sitting, or with no one else, with simply the room, space, walls. All of those are nurturing and supporting our practice. And yet, if we, as I say, enlist them, acknowledge them, then we know the buildings and the grounds support the Dharma. The buildings and the grounds nurture us. The buildings and the grounds, the air and the traffic, are our Dharma friends. And at the same time, it's up to us to enlist them in doing what they're doing. No, it's not so much enlisting. That's not a good word. To enlist ourselves in acknowledging them. Open ourselves to being the buildings and the grounds, the traffic and the air, the light and the dark. That's our practice. To know that we don't practice by ourselves, though of course it's this body, mind, that does zazen, and yet zazen is this unified, this collected mind, collected universe that is our practice. Knowing that, then we take care of crossing our legs, breathing in and out with these nose holes, with this body, listening, being present, standing up, sitting down. So, please, all of you, be supported by the myriad forms that are nurturing and supporting your practice, and at the same time extend your support, your inclusion of the myriad forms, the myriad beings, whether in the same Zendo as you, across Illinois, across the United States, or in many realms where we don't know, where they're not on Zoom, and yet they all are part of us. They're on the Dharma Zoom that doesn't require a computer or an internet. So and Roshi talked about this years ago, and it came to mind for me, the memory of his talking about it at some point in using being practicing on Zoom. So I can acknowledge and appreciate his pioneer status. And of course, there were others who did this centuries before that, with China and Japan and Korea and India and many realms. So please be supported, be nurtured by the many beings and realms that manifest as you do Zazen in your room, on your cushion, in your walking, eating, sitting, sleeping. Thank you all for participating in session.